Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I've gone and done it, Lee.
Uh-oh, what is it,
yeah,
Tara?
I made the Bigfoot people mad.
You made the Bigfoot people. That's dangerous.
The believers.
They'll sick Sasquatch
on,
you.
They're on the text line defending the existence of Sasquatch.
Okay.
Saying I'm reckless, heartless, and don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know.
Okay, on Bigfoot, I will admit that's true. Everything else, I do know what I'm talking about. No, just new study showing overlaying maps of bear populations and Bigfoot sightings.
Right.
Finds that unequivocally those areas with the biggest bear populations have the most.
So is Bigfoot considered a right foot conspiracy theory?
I don't know. Maybe he's QAnon. I'm not sure. Texter writes, Tara, my wife and I were chased out of the woods when kids on a four-wheeler. I saw it, and it sure as heck wasn't a man in a costume. Okay. There you go. Texter writes, yeah, another person. It wasn't a bear, and it was absolutely not a man in a costume. There's absolutely no way. All right.
Are you sure the Charlie James show is not trolling you here with this?
That actually may be a text from Charlie.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
He's
going to take this really hard.
Yeah.
This study. It's going to be hard on him. It's okay. I'll call him and give him a pep talk.
There's always the lizard man, so.
This is a lizard man. UFOs are real, says the federal government. So, you know, there's a lot of territory left to cover. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
Target-rich environment.
Speaking of which, would you looky here. You know what this is about, what I'm about to tell you, Lee? This is about the absolute unmitigated lies that the Democrat Party tells to foment and generate racism in this country, racial angst between white people and black people that does not exist, that would not exist, were it not solely for the lies of the Democrat Party. It is a business for them. Okay. Did you see this? The Democrat Party says Atlanta and Georgia, that is the state and the city of the future, and they want to have their DNC convention there. In that racist hellhole?
No, really. I mean, you didn't want the Major League Baseball All-Star game there.
No, because of the horrific racism. Yeah. Democrats screaming out right and left, couldn't have it. Everybody pulled out. Do you remember the tens of millions of dollars black business owners lost because white Democrats ran around and said that Georgia's new voting law was racist.
Even though it was less restrictive than the home state of the current occupant of the White House.
Okay, so let's review here what the Democrats were talking about. And I can understand why they were upset about the law. Because when 2,000 mules catches them on video, stuffing handfuls of absentee ballots in violation of the law into the Zuckerberg's boxes, and tracks them by their cell phone numbers. Remember, you can't ballot stuff. It is very hard to get approved to even deliver a second ballot on behalf of someone. They have to be infirm. You have to go through a whole process. You cannot have a handful of ballots. That is illegal. So Brian Kemp and the Republicans said no more Zuckerberg ballot boxes. No more illegal stuffing. We are tired of watching videos of you stuffing ballots, you Democrats. And by the way, it was white Democrats largely doing this on the videos. So the white Democrats got mad. They're like, we need a scam. We need a way to get the boxes back so we could stuff them. And they invented racism. And black people somehow were being victimized somehow or some way. And I mean, let's remember the extent they went to with this lie, right? They got no less than the Bank of America CEO to come out and condemn Georgia as a racist hellhole. Now, white people use those ballot boxes too. Again, especially white Democrats to stuff them. So how this was a problem for black people, not white people, was never really clear. They never really said. But I just want to remember this headline, CNBC, major U.S. companies take aim at Georgia's new voting restrictions. Okay. And these corporations, man, BlackRock, LinkedIn, Coca-Cola, Delta, Merck, Porsche, UPS, Microsoft, all of them calling for bans, or not bans, but like for, you know, new businesses not to locate, businesses that were there to pull out, events to pull out. And remember, I mean, we were just talking about this yesterday. Georgia has a massive, wealthy, upper middle class black business base. Yeah. Particularly Atlanta does.
Oh, yeah.
This is why the black Democrat mayor of Atlanta just kicked Antifa out on their rear end.
Also point out, too, that despite their claims of voter suppression, there was record turnout.
Right. Oh, I'm getting to that. Bank of America, Cisco, Home Depot, JPMorgan Chase, Viacom, Facebook, all of them calling for boycotts because of the horror, the absolute horror of the new law. I mean, it was Jim Crow 2.0, the president said, right? Everybody agreed. Except black voters, because the Atlanta Constitution Journal just used the University of Georgia to do a poll. Remember this last week of black people, asking them, "Did how is their voting experience under this new Jim Crow 2.0 horrifically racist law?" Right? How bad was it?
Mm-hmm.
They could not find in the poll. Because this is a liberal polling outfit. Even one black voter to say they had a bad or hard time at the polls. Zero. Have you ever seen a poll turn up zero?
No. No.
It's always 5% who live under a rock and don't know. They couldn't even find one disgruntled black voter in Georgia in this poll. Not one. And again, that's the Atlanta Constitution Journal. So the law is still in place. It's still horrifically racist. The black business owners lost tens of millions of dollars because the white Democrats said events should pull out. And what are they doing now? They want to put the DNC convention there. After all of that, nothing has changed, Lee.
Nope.
Not one thing?
Well, not one thing. In fact, even the governor is still Brian Kemp.
Yeah, even the governor's the same.
Who's defeated Stacey Abrams again.
Right. So somehow, in a very short period of time, Georgia went from being too racist to host the 2021 Major League Baseball All-Star Game to deserving to host the 2024 Democrat National Convention. I'm sorry, where's Bank of America? Where's Moynihan to advise us the Democrats are racist? Why would you hold an event there?
Right.
It's too racist. Where's Viacom? Where are all these people? Where'd they go? Oh, they're cool with it. So look, I want to bring this up. This is so important. The thing our elites do, and they are desperate to do it, is to keep Americans divided so that, on false pretenses, so they will not vote in their economic interest.
Mm-hmm.
That is the key to the playbook. And the key to that is to keep black and white voters, normals, as I call them, divided along fake racial lines. So they will split their votes and the elites can continue to rob us absolutely blind. I mean, they're looting the treasury in front of our faces. We have far more in common than we have different. In fact, I don't even think we have much difference in this country. I don't really. So this is all the fake stuff. I mean, look at today. On and on and on about the beating and how it shows the horrific racist nature. No, what would show the horrific racist nature of this country is if he wasn't on the television 24/7, and if people weren't horrified by the video, and if there wasn't immediate action taken, proving you can't do this in America. This is not only not a racist country, this is a country with a keen sense of justice. I mean, I don't understand this on and on and on, and Al Sharpton and I, this proves the opposite. Were you finally able to find a horrific beating case once a quarter, once every 3 to 4 months, with swift justice, complete condemnation? And that is a sign that the country is broken? How? This is Lee. The beating is horrible. It's a horrible video to watch. I watched the whole thing with my husband. We were horrified. We were like, whoa. And the whole nation reeled in horror and disgust. And justice, bam, swift. You'd never know that more white people who are unarmed a year are killed by police than black people because we don't know their names. We don't see their videos. It never makes it outside the local market. We had a white man gunned down in cold blood, unarmed, with bullets in his back. Nobody saw it. That happened here in Greenville. We had another white man, a little dime bag of pot drug deal going wrong, shot dead in the back. His case, picked up by the Justice Department, never prosecuted. It took everything I had to get the cop fired. Spent quite a few months on that one. You're white, nobody cares. This happens to you. This is a very just society when it comes to race. And none of that is tolerated. That is the good news. This is not bad news. This is good news. I mean, it is amazing where this country is right now. So let's put aside the fake racial angst. Let's start voting together in our economic interest before they make us all poor, because that's what it's about. And you want to know, you look at that list I read you of corporations were like, yes, Georgia is racist. Vote for Democrat. These are the same elites, Bank of America, all these people who are getting rich off this grift at your expense while you struggle to buy eggs. Stop falling for it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
File this under strangest story of the week. Maybe the month. I don't know. It's only the 1st of February. But this is a weird one. Police received a call about a missing item that had been found in a gas station parking lot. Okay, nothing out of the ordinary there. What was found in the gas station parking lot? I mean, you should always turn in missing, you know, as people's wallets go missing and things like that. What was found? A penis. What? A severed penis. A severed penis? Yeah. They thought it looked real, so they did the right thing. Calling the police and whatnot. And the police show up, and of course the local media's, well, I'll just read it. A man's penis was discovered at a gas station in Alabama earlier this week. According to the weekly local newspaper, which covers news in the Mobile and Baldwin County, Alabama area, police received a call on Monday morning about a human penis that had been discovered at the Midtown Mobile gas station, Mobile, Alabama. Perhaps more surprising than the initial report was the follow-up report, which claimed, as of 4 p.m. Monday, January 30th, the Mobile Police Department stated the incident is not being investigated as an assault or murder. So this is what I clicked on and I went, what's going on here? So what's happening? Well, this is a cautionary tale, y'all. As men in our audience are shifting uncomfortably in their seats listening to this story, they've all turned the radio up. Earlier that morning, 21-year-old Christopher Means had been riding his motorcycle southbound on I-85. Or is that I-65? I can't make it out. The graphic's weird. When he attempted to merge onto I-10, a police report stated, unfortunately, while on the I-10 ramp, Means lost control of his motorcycle and was thrown into traffic. Multiple vehicles then struck the victim. God bless him. He was pronounced dead at the scene. But only one driver remained in the area to discuss the circumstances surrounding the fatality with police. Multiple limbs were lost. Investigators are still searching for the other drivers. The penis discovered at the gas station is believed to belong to Mr. Means, the motorcycle rider. Though how it may have gotten to the gas station remains unclear, as the gas station appears to be located a considerable distance from the I-85, I-10 interchange. Yeah. When Blaze Media reached out to the Mobile Police Department for clarification on the incident, including whether the accident may have caused the man's organ to become attached to a nearby vehicle, which then deposited it at the gas station, a spokesperson declined to offer more details out of respect for the family and the, as they were calling it, sensitive nature of the young man's death. Folks, this has got to end up on Unsolved Mysteries. Look, as a cub reporter, my first job reporting, they always give you the assignment no one else wants. They're so glad when a new reporter starts because then they can shed themselves of it. It's to sit on the radio. When someone told me my job is to sit on the radio, I'm like, I actually thought I was going to sit on a radio. I was like, was there not enough desk space? No, you sit on the radio and you listen for accents. You go out and you cover them, right? Well, nobody told me how to do this. The editor presumed I would know. So I go out there, I get these pitches. Folks, average accident? Oh, my. Especially if you're not wearing a seatbelt or you're on a motorcycle. Let me tell you, that rocked my world. Limbs strewn about the highway. Long bloody smears. You know what I think the police should do? Seriously, to get people to drive smart? That's why I'm obsessed with accidents all these years later, is having to do that job. I was so glad when a new reporter started, I didn't have to do it anymore. Take pictures of the limbs in the highway. Put them up on billboards. Make people watch that. Make them look at it. Make them understand what happens when you don't put your seatbelt on the highway and you hit something. Make them understand the dangers of riding a motorcycle. Too late for him. But to have organs strewn about, not unusual. I was shocked by the violence of these accidents. Usually by the time you drive by, they got it fairly well cleaned up. They'll get the limbs up pretty fast. So anyway, I took my first set of pictures. I took them back to my editor. I thought I did a great job. I got the body in all its final agony, and the editor just put his face in his hands. You can't, we can't run this. Well, why'd you send me out? I took the pictures. No, we need tasteful pictures. A hint of blood in the corner, but no more. I said, why don't we show it as it is? It'll stop, it'll prevent accidents. He didn't want to do that. Of course, he was the editor and I wasn't, so he won. After that, it was just mangled Rex with a hint of blood. I've never gotten those pictures out of my mind. I was so glad when it wasn't my turn on that radio anymore. Oh. Anyway, if you don't want your severed penis to wind up in a gas station parking lot, drive safe, y'all. Buckle up. Whatever you do, don't get a motorcycle.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, as usual, Paul Sperry has a way of nailing it, talking about what the Bidens were doing. It's very obvious now what the Bidens were doing. They were taking money from the Chinese and the Russians, and they were, and the Ukrainians, they were selling classified data. Hunter was so bold and in your face about it. There's actually an email exchange back and forth where he's offering to sell what appears to be classified data to Alcoa, a business. He wanted $55,000 for it. They didn't think his data was worth it, although they thanked him for shedding some light on information they needed on a network of corrupt oligarchs in Ukraine. Paul Sperry was banned off of Twitter after Adam Schiff, the Democrat leadership member on the Intel committee, got him banned because he was too good at his job, so he had to be shut up. Well, Paul Sperry is miles out ahead of the rest of the media. He was on Jesse Waters, and he's absolutely nailing what is going on here. And we now understand this. You know, why was Hunter Biden giving keys to the offices he shared with Chinese people with deep connections to the Communist Party and the Chinese intelligence state? Remember, Hunter Biden said, my business partner, the richest man in the world, he's dead. And Hunter was in a pain. He was in a panic. He was in an absolute froth. He's afraid he'd end up dead too. That's why. That's why he recorded it on his laptop. He was afraid they were going to kill him. Now we know why. I'd be afraid too if I was Hunter Biden. We'll play that audio coming up. Everything makes so much more sense now. I'll let Paul Sperry explain it as he did on Jesse Waters. This is why the FBI had to create a war room of 80 agents. We know this from Twitter files. 80 agents who did nothing but use Twitter's rules, Facebook's rules to spend their days full time trolling social media, trolling Google, getting any links taken down, including the New York Post, which, as it turns out, accurately spelled out Hunter's crimes, which we know they knew about. They had a copy of the laptop. That's where Miranda Devine's getting all this stuff. The FBI was so co-opted and corrupted, its primary focus became to cover up Hunter's crimes. And now we know what was going on. And the outlines are monstrous. Here's Paul Sperry, investigative reporter, one of the best, talking to Jesse Waters about it. And we'll see if we can get this to play.
This Biden document scandal is a lot more serious, of course, than Trump and Pence, because at the same time Biden was stockpiling classified documents, his son and brother were taking millions from Chinese bagmen under investigation for bribing world leaders. So Biden's case is potentially a counter-espionage case, which is a much bigger deal than just handling or mishandling documents.
Huh. So tell us, Paul Sperry, how did this whole thing work? So the Chinese, because remember, the key detail here that has been conveniently forgotten by the mainstream media, and they've conveniently forgot it after initially reporting it, so they can assure us that, oh, what Trump did was so much worse. What was the key detail, the one I fixated on immediately? Not only had the Chinese donated what ended up being $100 million to UPenn, some of which was used for salaries, not just for Joe Biden, but for his inner circle, including our Secretary of State. So they're being paid directly by the Chinese. Now we know why our Secretary of State has had the demeanor he does in meetings with the Chinese. They own him. They're paid his salary. He's always deferring to them as they slam him in public. They know they can't. Guys, as compromised as Joe Biden. Well, nobody's as compromised as Joe Biden. But this is the gig. Remember the key detail from University Penn. It wasn't just that anonymous Chinese donors donated the money and that the money was then funneled back through to pay Joe Biden, our current Secretary of State, and other members of his entourage and circle salaries for doing nothing at UPenn. No, what was the key data? What was the key detail? Chinese donors then came and went from UPenn. What was it, UPenn? The classified data. Now that you know that, listen to this.
So they're taking, what, $6 million from the Chinese. They're at a Chinese-funded think tank. I mean, the anonymous Chinese guys were put $100 million into UPenn when the thing opened up. And he's got an office. Doesn't he have an office with some guy named Dong?
Yeah, so Hunter Biden actually shut down that office right after one of his other, and that office in D.C. and Georgetown, actually, he had given the keys to this guy, Kevin Dong, and so he had access to that. But right after another Chinese partner of his, a guy named Patrick Ho, his office for CEFC was raided, we learned recently, from some law enforcement documents, was actually raided on the other side of the Potomac in Arlington, Virginia. Right after that, this is in 2017, late 2017, Hunter shuts down his office, and then Joe Biden opens his office in D.C. at the Penn Biden Center, which, of course, is where some of the classified documents were transferred to.
Where was the other office again? The office they were transferred from? Oh, Chinatown. Cool. Yeah, it'll take a bazillion of 80 FBI agents full-time censoring Americans, including the folks at the New York Post, to cover that up. And that's what they did full-time. With barely a reaction to that being reported in the Twitter files over the last couple of weeks from Republican leadership. I mean, we're back where we were. Don't kid yourself. But then this, Paul Sperry's so far ahead of the rest of the mainstream media. It's just unbelievable.
But we also learned from some of these federal law enforcement documents that the whole situation was so serious in terms of the counterintelligence concerns with the Bidens and their Chinese partners that the feds actually put the Chinese partners under a FISA surveillance. And at the same time, they were monitoring the Biden's communications with those Chinese partners.
Yeah. So the FBI has tapes of the Bidens talking to the Chinese business partners. Okay. All right. Yeah. Starting to make sense now.
How have I explained this to you if you've been with me for a long time? Why? Okay, so they have that. If you listen to that outline right there, that's everything they ever accused Trump of. The FBI falsely accused Trump of. They just projected it onto Trump. Why? Because Biden had done this. FISA warrant? That's Russiagate. Except in Trump's case, it was all fake. They lied to the court. In Biden's, it's not. It's real. And yet, look at the extent they went to the FBI to cover up Biden's crimes so he could get elected. Why? It's what I've told you from the beginning. Remember, they had the laptop which documented all of this since 2019. And yet, they dispatched a battalion of 80 FBI agents to censor you and me and the New York Post and Kayleigh McEnany and Donald Trump, anybody who wanted to talk about Biden's crimes. Why? Biden was compromised. They had the tapes. That's why they were determined Biden was going to be the Democrat nominee, because that gave them total control over him. When was the raid on Biden's property by the FBI that we're just finding out about yesterday? Second week of November after the election. Why? That's their control right there. They wanted a president they had absolute control over, and that was Biden. He was the best one from that perspective in the Democrat field. They had him compromised on China. They had him compromised on Russia. They had him compromised on Ukraine. They could pull any of that at any time. There would be nothing to stop the FBI from doing whatever it wanted. This was valuable. They piggybacked on the compromise. They piggybacked on the fact they knew Biden was owned by China and Russia and Ukraine so that they too could own him. What a mess. Look, folks, I've been telling you to watch out for this. Transgenderism, so 2021. The new thing, especially with kids, is non-binary. It's very hot. It's a rejection of gender. I've actually seen a couple of people sort of embracing this. Men so far, I haven't seen a woman yet. And the idea is, one of them worked for the court system, another one saw him randomly in Target. The idea is like a beard and lipstick. Eye makeup, women's shoes, man's trousers. Is to completely reject gender. So you're not transitioning from a male to a female. You are rejecting gender. This is absolutely huge. This is non-binaryism. This is that Democrat Antifa terrorist, the Democrat who had the Antifa terrorist child, who is non-binary. This is what the individual is doing in the pictures. Do not underestimate how hot this is. And now the federal, it's huge. I had a texter the other day say, you know, I sit outside school every day picking up my kid. This is what a portion of the kids look like coming out of school. To me, it looks like about 20%. You can see it. They're rejecting gender. There used to be always that one kid who was like, you're like, wow, is that a boy or a girl? Now it's like 20, I'm telling, it's about 1 in 5 coming out of high school. Well, you really got to squint and go, I don't know. Okay, wait, I think that's her. This is the thing. Do not underestimate its power. And now the Government Accountability Office, which is supposed to make sure the money is spent correctly and non-criminally in government, but they don't care about that. They're going on a absolute crusade against school uniforms, which are used in 1/5 of schools. Why? Because they make people unsafe. Well, what's their chief beef? Girls have to wear skirts. That there is any gender of any kind connoted in the uniform, and that must be erased. Folks, you and I both know that, look, the only thing that keeps some fraction of students from wearing lingerie to school is a dress code. They're saying dress codes are unsafe. We cannot have boys wearing pants and girls wearing skirts. That is cruel. There's no such thing as gender. We can't make everyone look similar. Folks, the whole point of school uniforms was to erase the difference in appearance between, say, rich kids and poor kids, so everyone looked the same. It was about equality, so you could feel comfortable at school no matter what your wardrobe options were, as dedicated by your parents' income. Why is the federal government getting involved in this?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.